Okay, Gary, incredible scrap from your team and a heartbreaking end to the game.
Yeah, I think the thing we take out of that, that's this group have had so much adversity, and you know, before we even started the season, and yeah, I mean, fighting against the odds from the very beginning, and today typified exactly that. You know, adversity come, we've gone down to 10 men, we had to play well over 45 minutes with 10 men, and to show the response that we did in the second half, to actually then go on and take the lead and be 20 seconds away from 3 points here against a good side that are in real form at this moment in time, I think that just typifies the character that we got in that group, and they've shown that all season, you know, and when adversity comes, they rise to it, and you know, can't fault them at all tonight. Yeah, we're disappointed. It feels like a blow at the end when you have the win and 3 points, you're 20 seconds away from it, and then obviously they equalise, so it feels a blow, but you know, the bigger picture is, you know, a fantastic response to that adversity today, and to do it here, especially against a good team like Swansea, I think all credit to the players.
What were your thoughts on the two yellows for Christian?
I thought there were some decisions today that were going on that were, for both sides, I thought it was, yeah, I felt the ref didn't really leave himself any leeway with some of them, and yeah, but look, at the end of the day, those are for the referee to make decisions on what he does, whether they're right or wrong. We have to deal with it and get on with it, you know. I think that's what we showed we did. You know, we lost a man and we could have folded, and but we showed exactly what, like I said, we've been showing from the start, when everything's been against us this season, but we've come fighting through it and we've got that spirit, and those boys deserve a lot of credit for that, the character that they show week in, week out. Even when there have been slight disappointments, they're able to come back and bounce back from it, and that's a really, really pleasing trait that we've had this season.
Shea Adams has been having his own private goal of the season competition recently. I mean, that one again was at the top draw, wasn't it?
Fantastic finish. You've seen it already this season. He's in a real positive frame of mind. He's enjoying his football. As I said to you earlier in the season, he wasn't doing that. We had a few words and a few other things, and the penny's dropped, and he's starting to show his potential, which is the most important part.
You braced for 48 hours more of speculation?
No, but look, at the end of the day, in transfer windows, you know, every single club, if your players are doing well, there'll be speculation about them. That's natural, that's normal. I've not been focused on any of that. As I said before, you know, we cannot afford to lose our most important players. Everyone knows that, the owners know that. And they're on the same page as me, and you can see how committed Shea is. That side of it I leave to the club, you know, in terms of anything financial or anything to do with the club like that. I focus on the football, and as far as I'm aware, that's all I need to do, because of there's nothing for me to really consider. So that's for them to consider those things. For me, is to work on the football, and I think you can see, even with speculation, Shea's committed to what we're doing, and he knows how important he is to the team.